It's Thursday, the 18th of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Nissan Energies Namibia has signed a deal with Vivo Energy to buy 53 engine and shell service stations pending Competition Commission approval. The company says the acquisition is about giving Namibians greater ownership of national resources while creating jobs. Here's co-founder Miguel Hamutenya.
So we do not work in isolation, but towards government's plea for locals to take ownership of our resources and allow job creation amongst our own. So therefore, Nissan Energy will emerge as one of the first privately owned major local oil marketing companies, OMCs, in Namibia. The transaction will elevate Nissan Energy to become the third largest player in Namibia's retail fuel market by number of sites, behind Vivo Energy and Puma Energy, reshaping an industry traditionally dominated by multinational operators.
Chamber of Mines President George Bochiwe says the mining industry is expected to create more jobs than Namibia Press Agency reports that three new mines will come online soon, increasing the chances of employment in a sector that already supports over 20,800 staff and 150,000 indirectly. Speaking after an engagement with President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa, Bochiwe urged more local value addition, saying raw materials should no longer be exported. In news from South Africa, KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Lieutenant General Nhlanhla Mkhonazi has accused suspended South African Police Minister Senzo Mchunu of direct involvement with criminal syndicates, testifying as the first witness before the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry in Pretoria yesterday. Mkhonazi claimed political interference has crippled the justice system.
The associates, as I refer to here on this paragraph, are associates of the minister, and the very same associate does show communication that seems to suggest that the minister is fully involved in the decision that this syndicate is taking. Commissioner's evidence is there on the record, although some of it will perhaps require to be covered in camera, but the evidence is there that will support my conclusion on this, that proves the linkages between the syndicates and the minister himself.
He further pointed to a December 2024 letter in which Mchunu allegedly tried to disband a task team investigating political killings. Mchunu has strongly denied the allegations. Remaining on the continent, health authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo have discharged the first two patients to recover from the Ebola virus in the southern province of Kasai. Chris Ochamringa has the latest from Kinshasa.
The discharge of the Ebola patients was met with jubilation in Kasai province in the south of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The patients got infected with Ebola in August and were admitted to a treatment center after their samples tested positive for the infectious disease. According to the World Health Organization, 28 patients, including 4 health workers, have died of the disease since last month. A national rapid response team has been deployed to Kasai to treat patients, strengthen surveillance, and stop the disease from spreading further. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged world leaders to get serious and deliver as they start arriving in New York for the high-level week of the 80th UN General Assembly.
We are gathering in turbulent, even uncharted waters. Geopolitical divides widening, conflicts raging, impunity escalating, our planet overeating, new technologies racing ahead without guardrails, inequalities widening by the hour, and international cooperation is straining under pressures unseen in our lifetimes. But next week, every country will be here, including nearly 150 heads of state and government. And this is an opportunity we cannot miss. 1 week offers every possibility for dialogue and mediation, every opportunity for forging solutions.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.